illumination. I wake up to a happy choice, a happy life. Illumination. I wake up to a happy choice, a happy life. All my decision, all my choice. Yes. I wake up to a happy choice, a happy life. Everything I do in my world is dedicated to happiness. Everything I think is dedicated to happiness. Everything I dream about is dedicated to happiness. I go to sleep at night, I say, I am peace, I am peace, I am peace. And as I go to sleep, I dream happy dreams. I dream dreams that make me feel, what a fantastic world I live in, both in my human world, in my living world, and in my dream world, and in my thought world. You see, I'm living in many worlds at one time, and I'm living in a happy life in each of these worlds. Now, what am I doing to myself? What thoughts do I put into my mind, and what thoughts bring me to my comeuppance of who and what I am and where I'm going with my life and what I want out of my life? Before I go to sleep at night, do I watch Hogan's Heroes? Do I watch movies about violence and war? Do I watch, even though they're nonsensical, even though they're sort of charming in many ways? Do I watch Eureka and its fantastic experiences of how they solve their problems? Do I watch all these things and do I say to myself, I'm going to have happy dreams. I'm going to have a happy life. I'm going to wake up to a happy choice, a happy life. And then I feed all that stuff into my mind before I go to sleep. Now, do I do that? And the answer is far too often yes. The answer is far too often yes, that this is what we do because this is what we think about and this is what we believe about and this is what we are in our world. Now, is that what we want to do? Is that what we want to be? I wake up to a happy choice, a happy life. Okay. You go down, you go to sleep with war, and you dream about war, and what do? You wake up to war. You go to sleep about peace and harmony and right action. You go to sleep about all the good things in life, and then you wake up about all the good things in life. How can you go to sleep about war and expect to wake up about peace? How can you do that? How can anyone do that? Are we so brilliant that we can live compartmentalized lives where one minute we think this and the next minute we think that and neither has any bearing on the other? Well, that's hardly the case. Everything we do has a bearing on everything else that we do. Every thought that we think every moment has a bearing on every other thought that we think every moment. Every attitude that we have, every way of looking at life that we have has a bearing on all the things that we're doing. And because it has a bearing on all the things that we are doing, we cannot escape it by saying it's not so. We cannot just randomly say, I can think any thought I want and be undisturbed by it. I can think any thought I wish and be undisturbed by it. Now, if we were to look at the horrors of war and look at the killings, the murders, the taking away of the privilege of life, and liberty and the pursuit of happiness by the people in the wars. Are we having a happy thought? Are we living in a happy life? When we start thinking about the values of independence, we start thinking about the values of our life being a wonderful experience. When we start putting positive ideas into motion for ourselves. Then we start having positive ideas in our life. Can we say today, I am going to establish a new cause in my life, a cause of happiness, a cause of peace, a cause of harmony, a cause of balance, a cause of all good, and I'm establishing that right now in my life. And I'm being very careful about what I think about before I go to sleep. Now, we pray for balance and order before we go to sleep. We teach our children to pray before they go to sleep and know the world is in divine order and that all is in divine order. We teach ourselves to know this. We teach ourselves to be aware of this. And then we read the newspapers and magazines about the unhappiness of the world. We listen to the movies, the stories that we get on television, the stories we get on video that we think are so charming, we think are so uplifting and so delightful. Are they? Is one person taking advantage of another in the story? Is one person making a fool out of another person? Is one person doing something to another person that is causing them the distress and unhappiness? Oh, there are balancers there in the various movies and the various things that we watch. And there are balancers who are doing their job. But are we paying attention to the balance, or are we paying attention to the drama that's going on around them? Are we waking up to happy choices because we have gone to sleep with happy thoughts? Or are we waking up to unhappy thoughts more than we realize that are tucked away in our consciousness because that is what we had in our thought? If we could place in our consciousness every moment of our life, all is in divine order. I wake up to a happy choice, a happy life, because I went to sleep with happy thoughts in my mind. I went to sleep with happy ideas in my consciousness. I went to sleep with a peaceful mind. I went to sleep knowing that all in my world is in divine order. I went to sleep knowing that I live in an ideal world where all is peace and harmony and goodness. I know that I am the creator of all, and I have a happy life creating a happy life, thinking happy thoughts, living in a happy, harmonious world. My choice. My choice. I wake up to a happy choice. It's my illumination that finally comes to me in that awareness that says, ah, so, yes, that's true. That's true. I'm living in that fantastic experience, that fantastic world, that fantastic life that it's all about. Yes, we have novels that we read at night. We have all these things that we do. And as we read these novels, we allow them to be part and parcel of our thinking system of what we believe and what we know and what we do. And if we have an argument with someone, we take that along to bed with us. And if we have anything that goes on in our world that is not harmonious, that is not beautiful, that is not good, we take that with us into our sleep time. And we give it the power to control us and to work with us. Do I have the ability to stand up and say, I wake up to happy choices because I went to sleep with happy thoughts and happy words and a happy world? I have this privilege. I have this opportunity. This is my world. This is my choice. This is who I am. And it's a wonderful thing, because when I realize who I am, when I realize where I am, and when I realize that thoughts are things, and whatever thought I go to sleep with, that's what I wake up with. And whatever thought I go to sleep with, that's what I empower throughout my entire sleep time. I am illumination now. I wake up to a happy choice, a happy life, because that's my decision for myself. Have a lovely day. I love you.